highlighting the amazing stories from inside the North Clackamas School District. This is the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, hosted by longtime principal and current community relations director, Curtis Long.
Team 2, in which book does a character set a whole tree on fire?
My Life in Dog Years by Gary Paulson.
Correct, for 5 points. Question 2, in which book is there a character who can control the moon, the wind, the forest, and the seasons?
The Door by the Staircase by Catherine Marsh.
Correct, for 5 points.
What you're hearing may not be a big-budget Hollywood game show with million-dollar prizes on the line.
He's won $1 million!
But very similar, nerve-wracking, fast-paced question and answer exchanges are set to take place this coming weekend in Salem, where page-turning teams of elementary and middle school students from all across Oregon will be challenged over chapters.
Team 1, question 7, in the book Wild Wings, what is the name of the castle that Rob discovers accidentally for the class research project?
Cross-examined about characters.
In which book does a character have a dream about his elementary school principal?
Questioned about quotes.
In which book does a character warn someone to beware of three figures?
All in a quest to become state champions of Oregon's annual Battle of the Books.
Congratulations to both you teams for getting so far.
Today on the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, we've booked the only team in our district to knock out 15 other teams in their regional competition a couple weeks ago, and are getting set to compete in this weekend's Oregon Battle of the Books, or OBOB, state championships. And they're the only team ever to qualify from their elementary school. Just who are the members of this competitive cover-to-cover club? They're the Midnight Tigers from Spring Mountain Elementary School. It's National Library Week, and you'll definitely want to check out their story. We've caught up with them during their final practice after school to hear how they meticulously read and studied 16 different books chapter by chapter, how they practiced for every possible page-turning puzzler, and how, in the end, it was more about inclusion and having fun than winning or losing. Please welcome Ellie Langan, Juliana Areza, Karis Hahn, Morgan Sturgill, and Sierra Gavrich, along with their coach and Spring Mountain fourth grade teacher, Sonia Street. Let's meet the Midnight Tigers.
Midnight Tigers, welcome to the show. We're so excited to get to meet each one of you. First off, let's have each of you introduce yourself so we can hear your voices and tell us what's your favorite thing to do outside of school.
My name is Juliana Areza Molina, and my favorite thing to do outside of school is probably roller skate.
Awesome. Roller skating. Now, roller blades or roller skates?
Roller skates, because roller blades are very difficult to balance.
Yeah, they are. They're a little bit different.
My name is Morgan Sturgill, and my favorite thing to do outside of school is listen to Taylor Swift.
I'm Ellie Lankin, and outside of school, I guess I like to read.
I'm Sierra Gavrish, and outside of school, I like to do art.
I'm Karis Hahn, and outside of school, I like to practice my gymnastics.
Oh, so you're a gymnast as well. Lots of talent at Spring Mountain Elementary School, I know that. We also have your teacher here, Miss Street. Introduce yourself there.
Hi, I'm Miss Street. I teach fourth grade at Spring Mountain Elementary, and my favorite thing to do outside of school is to go hiking with my 3-year-old son, Mateo.
Now, for all of our listeners who have never heard of Oregon Battle of the Books before, who thinks they can explain it? You read a certain number of books, and then as a team, you're quizzed about them. Explain for our listeners who don't know about OBOB, how does it work?
So it really starts off with at the beginning of the year, and it can be third through fifth graders, and it takes over like a couple of months depending on your reading skills to finish all 16 books.
So Morgan, there are 16 different books. Did each one of you read all 16?
I didn't read all of them.
And that's okay, right? Because there are kids on your team that maybe did read the books you didn't read. Is that right?
Yeah.
How many books did each of you read?
I read about 14.
14 out of the 16.
Yeah. I read 15 books.
Wow, Karis, 15 out of the 16.
I read 14.
I read all of them.
Ellie's read all of them. So that's
I also read all of them.
Oh, and Morgan read all of them, too. So if you get a question about a certain book that you didn't read, you turn to Ellie and to Morgan because they've read them all.
But I have to interject here.
Yeah.
You not only read these
that's
books
true.
One time, how many of you read these books more than once? Tell us how many times you read each of these books.
I read New From Here, Allergic, and Swim Team. Probably New Allergic and Swim Team like more than once. And then New From Here, I've read 2 times.
I read The Jumpies like twice and Swim Team like 10 times.
10 times? That must have been one of your favorites.
I've read A True Home and Zeus and the Thunderbolt of Doom a few times.
I read The List of Things That Will Not Change like 4 times.
Wow.
I read Res Dogs 2 times and Allergic a billion times.
And when did you guys start with all of these books? It's got to take a while to read that many of them. When did you guys start?
Last year.
Oh, you started last year.
Well, we did Obob the year before, yeah. So we got a head start.
So when does the book list come out? When do you learn about this year's book?
Every year, when the 16 books come out, after like the regional battles, the official books for next year come out.
Oh, okay.
So right now in April, and this team will have a vote for next year's final book. So when they go to states, they get to vote on one of the final books. So they get a golden ticket on Saturday to vote.
Because you're in the state tournament, you get to vote on the final book. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I had another question listed on my list of questions, but you guys have kind of already answered it. My question was, do you have to read every single book to be a part of the team? The answer is no, right?
Yeah, no.
A couple of you have read them all.
You should read all the books, but you don't
try to.
Yeah, it helps you learn more information.
And it also helps your team answer the questions and get them right.
That's right. Now, because there are so many books, did you find yourself enjoying some of the books that you didn't think you would originally?
Absolutely.
Which ones, Morgan?
There's lots of like different books that I like was dreading to read, but they turned out like a lot better. Like I loved The Midnight Children, The Jumbies, Ways to Make Sunshine. Those were all really great books that I didn't expect I was going to love to read.
At first, I didn't know I was going to love Res Dogs so much. It's my favorite book. I mean, like at first I saw, I was like, ew, it's a thin book. I don't want to like it. And I don't want to like it, but I liked it. And the way it was written, I was like, what? So I read it and it's amazing and I love it.
And that's the joy of Obob, is that it introduces students to books that they wouldn't normally read, and it gives them a chance to broaden their reading horizons.
Not only do you have to read the books, but you have to study all the little details, characters, settings, plot twists. How do you guys go about doing that? Do you take notes as you read? How do you do that so you can remember some of the key details?
We take notes on our journals, and then we, like, every chapter we write a summary.
Now, that's how Karis does it. Do all of you do it the same way?
Yes. Yeah. Some of us just, like, don't write it, but until we are gonna go to state, but until we went to the regionals and we won, Miss Street said that we have to focus more on the books and the tiny little details, so that's when we started taking notes in our journals even more.
I didn't take notes until we were gonna go to state.
What kind of questions were there at regionals that we were really focusing on for states?
Characters.
Lots and lots of side characters that are only mentioned once in like the first chapter.
Yeah. Money. Now, how do you guys remember those? You write them down. Kara said that she takes notes. Some of you said, yeah, I take some notes. Morgan, you were shaking your head the whole time. What's your approach?
Rereading
them. Okay, so you just read
like,
them a lot.
And like reading them, but like also you have to do notes. Doesn't matter. Notes do really help.
But Morgan, you had an unusual way of studying with your family over a weekend. Oh, you went up the mountain. Can you tell me, the podcast, what you did on a ski trip? Did you not ask your parents to quiz you?
Yeah, I did ask my parents to quiz me when I was going up the mountain.
On the way to your ski trip?
Ski team, yeah.
Oh, for ski team, did your parents... Did they help you out? Did they ask you question after question?
Yes.
Now, were they just thumbing through the book and looking for anything they could find, or did they have a list of questions?
No, they were looking up questions online.
And we're going to quiz you guys a little bit later. In fact, I hear you're going to show our podcast listeners how a battle of the books works. You're going to demonstrate it for us a little bit later on. Mystery, what's your role once this team is formed and they start reading? How often did you meet with these Midnight Tigers, and what happens during those meetings?
We meet once a week, but once we really get into it, we meet twice a week, and as the regionals come in every single day.
Whoa.
It is a lot of commitment from these guys to learn how to work as a team, to get together, to learn how to listen to each other.
Now, was that during recess time or after school? When did you meet with them?
We met during recess, lunches, and after school.
After school, too, which means all of you must have very supportive family members. I see we have some family members here with us. in our studio audience that nobody can see right now, but there are some parents and family members here. You must have very supportive families at home.
Yes, very supportive. My mom and dad wants to wear the shirts that we're wearing right now. Obviously, you can't see them, but they're blue, and they have a tiger on them, and it says Midnight Tigers. And my mom and dad wanted to wear those shirts so much that they went out to buy some blue shirts, so that way a teacher from our school can put the logo on it.
Uh-huh.
And so that way when we go to state, they can like show off their pride for us.
So your family's already, they're already planning what they're going to wear to state to support you.
Yes.
Love it. How about for the rest of you?
My parents also bought shirts too.
They bought shirts? I bet they're really proud of you for getting this far.
Yeah.
So tell me how it all works. So you started out competing against teams from your own school, right? How did that work?
Well, when you start all up, there's like you start and then you have teams. And then over the time when you're practicing and then before regionals, you do like a battle. Like they're still real battles, but they're a little different from the actual regionals, mock battles. And then after the mock battles, we have a battle to like find the team from our school, because you can't have more than one team. And then once you get that team, you go to regionals, or if you win regionals, you can go to state.
So you had to whittle down all the teams at Spring Mountain. How many teams were there at Spring Mountain originally who wanted to be a part of OBOB, or who were a part of OBOB?
We had about 10 to 12 teams.
10 to 12 teams, and you guys battled between those, and the Midnight Tigers were the last one still standing.
Yes.
Who came? Did other people come to watch the battles, or did they happen during recess time? Did you do it in front of other people at school?
They happened during school time. We did it in the health and wellness room behind us.
Okay, so were there people that came to watch?
Yeah, our parents were invited to come watch.
Okay, did that make you a little nervous when you had an audience watching?
Yes.
Not really.
Okay, that leads me to my next question, because as you said, before you get to state, you had to make it through the regionals. That's when you take on other schools from all around our area. What were you thinking as soon as that host started announcing the very first question at regionals?
Scared. I hope I don't get it wrong.
Nervous.
You were nervous?
To get farther than last year.
And how far did you get last year?
We got to the Sweet 16.
Oh, so you made it to the Final 16 last year, and you wanted to, so your goal was to get farther than that. So you did that pretty early on after you knocked out a couple of teams. What were you thinking when you were in, say, the Final Four? Oh my gosh, there's only four teams left and we're one of them.
We all thought we were obviously going to lose, because last time we did.
Yeah.
But then it took a turn. We just were like, oh, we won. Oh my gosh. Wow.
But I noticed your attitude was really positive this year.
Yes.
Why? Absolutely.
And did you guys make songs up? Like,
yes.
Let's hear some of your songs.
Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. I like to read. When you trap a tiger, I like to read. The Midnight Children. I like to eat. The Midnight Tigers. I like to eat. Sierra, Allie, Julia, Harrison, Morgan. We are cannibals. Slarp.
Were those all book titles?
Sounds like Mystery keeping this group kind of calm and loose wasn't a problem with this.
No, this was a great group who worked really well together.
It sounds like it. They worked really well together. They're all smiling here around the table as well.
And we certainly hope you're smiling as you listen to this group of five fun-loving fifth graders who can just as easily recall made-up song lyrics as they can an obscure character's name mentioned just once in a book's first few chapters. These are the Midnight Tigers from Spring Mountain Elementary. So far, they've already revealed some tips and tricks to studying 16 different books and how they felt on stage for the first time.
Scared. I hope I don't get it wrong.
Nervous.
But are they nervous when we put their knowledge to the test with our own questions?
In which book does a teacher always start the day with a thumbs up, thumbs down, somewhere in the middle check-in?
Ways to Make Sunshine by Ray Watson.
Oh, you guys are good.
And what's more important to them, winning an OBOB battle or making sure all of their teammates contribute?
Having fun.
Winning an OBOB battle.
Kick her out.
You'll get a kick out of the rest of this spine-tingling edition of the Proud to Be NCSD podcast right after this.
Are you looking for a job right now? Looking to work in a fun and supportive environment with great pay and a rewarding career? The North Clackamas School District is hiring. We're currently filling full and part-time positions. You can work and make a difference in young lives and education as a classroom assistant or substitute teacher. Apply to work in one of our school cafeterias where our lunch staff serves up big smiles with great food every day. We're also looking to hire before and after school caretakers, custodians, and bus drivers. In North Clackamas, we promise it won't take you long to learn why our employees say they're proud to be in NCSD. Apply today on the North Clackamas School District website or call 503-353-6000. That's 503-353-6000.
Now, we heard a sample of the questions you're asked during a typical OBOT battle between schools at the beginning of this podcast. How about we do a little sample battle right here for our listeners? Now, I was going to come in and ask you questions, but it sounds like you guys have a better idea. You're going to battle each other. This is going to be like an inter-squad scrimmage, and Karis is going to ask the questions?
Yep, she's going to
Okay, Karis will be the moderator. And now, have these kids seen any of these questions before?
Maybe. We'll see.
So I don't know.
We have Juliana and Morgan against Ellie and Sierra. You ready, Karis, to start asking the questions? Here we go.
In which book are children only given first names?
The Lion of Mars by Jennifer L. Holm.
That is correct.
Wow.
In which book does a character count sheep to fall asleep?
Allergic by Megan Wagner Lloyd and Michelle Mead Nutter.
That is correct.
Good job.
In which book does a character suggest a cheeseburger as payment?
The Trouble with Chickens by Doreen Cronin.
That is correct.
Wow, they've got them all so far.
In which book did a character's grandma use to be a beautician?
Molly and the Twin Towers, a 9/11 survival story by Jessica Fleck.
That is incorrect.
Wow, okay.
For the steal, in which book did a character's grandma used to be a beautician?
Ways to Make Sunshine by Renee Watson.
That is correct.
Ooh, a steal happened.
So let's switch down and do some sample ones from... Yes, there you go.
We're going to move down the list a little bit. Very impressive so far, Midnight Tigers.
In From the Mix-Up Files of Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler, on what day of the week do Claudia and Jamie run away?
Well, they're both discussing. Now, is this open to either team can answer?
No, they answer, but they only have 15 seconds. Okay. I'm about ready to say time. Yep. Time, I need an answer.
Wednesday.
That is correct.
Wow, they did it.
In A True Home, what is the newspaper called?
The Pinecone Press.
That is correct.
You guys are good. They're good.
In Swim Team, what is Bree's first choice for her fourth period elective?
Math puzzles.
That is correct.
Let's do one more and wrap it up.
In Zeus and the Thunderbolt of Doom, how many harpies are there?
They're talking it over.
Small details are so tricky.
Three?
That is incorrect. For the steal.
Oh, we got the steal.
In Zeus and the Thunderbolt of Doom, how many harpies are there?
I don't think they know either. They're going to give it a guess.
Four.
Oh!
That is incorrect. What? The answer is five.
So close.
Great job.
Okay, and then we have someone over here scoring. Let's tally up the final score. So Morgan and Juliana, 23. Sierra and Ellie, 10. Which is okay because you're on the same team and it's just for practice. Pretty impressive, kid. Pretty impressive. I have some for you. Should I give you my questions that all of you can do? All right. As I am the host of the podcast, I figured I would ask you a few questions. You ready? Here we go. In which book does a character practice yoga after eating pancakes?
Allergic by Megan Wagner
Lloyd and Michelle Mead Nutter.
Got it. Okay. In which book does a teacher always start the day with a thumbs up, thumbs down, somewhere in the middle check-in?
Ways to Make Sunshine by Renee Watson.
Guys are good. In which book does a character give a ping pong paddle as a gift?
The Lion of Mars.
You're 4 for 4 so far. In which book is a character's birthday on May 21st? I knew that one would be tougher.
I don't know.
In which book is a character's birthday on May 21st?
Okay.
Yeah.
No, New From Here is April 22nd.
Have I stumped the Midnight Tigers?
No.
Time.
No, it's not
From Here by Kellyanne.
That is incorrect. The question, in which book is a character's birthday on May 21st? The answer, The Midnight Children by Dan.
No.
All right. In Zeus and the Thunderbolt of Doom by Joan Holub and Suzanne Williams, for how many years had the Olympians been trapped in King Cronus's belly?
10 years.
In Swim Team by Johnny Christmas, Which middle school is the home of the sensational stingrays?
Green Lakes Middle.
You got it.
Green Lakes Middle.
In The List of Things That Will Not Change by Rebecca Stead, what is B's favorite color?
Green.
You got it. Woo! Okay, and I've got one bonus for you that I thought would be extra hard. You ready? Let's see. From the Mixed Up Files, from Miss Basile, Frank Weiler, by E.L. Konigsberg, what is the post office box number that Jamie rents and to which he receives a key?
900.
That's too high.
848.
Oh, you're so
funny. 847.
You got it, finally. You got it, finally. I'm not sure that will work in state competition.
No.
Obviously, all of you are so good at this, but you can't all participate in one battle. The rules say that only four kids can participate at a time. But you guys
Sadly.
Have five kids on your team. How do you work that out?
So we all decide.
One of us go out.
And like, if somebody wants to be
there's
out,
there's four bracket
them
rounds,
out.
So there's okay. four, like, rounds, and then that means one person stays in the whole time unless we make it to the Sweet 16 inside of state.
So you guys kind of rotate.
Yeah, we also
exactly.
see if someone wants to sit out.
Okay.
If not, we just...
Has that happened before where someone volunteers to sit out?
Yes. Oh. Karis volunteered to sit out for the first round in regionals.
Oh, and Karis, you volunteered to sit out? Were you a little nervous? What was the reason for volunteering? Oh, you just wanted to see it happen? I can understand that.
I was scared.
You were very nervous. I understand that.
And Sierra, you were going to sit out for one of the matches, but then when we found out what school we were up against, you didn't sit out, and somebody else sat out in your place. Why? What happened?
We were going up against my aunt's team, so I sat out the next time, and Juliana sat in there.
So did you knock out your aunt's team?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
We knocked out every single team.
You did.
We
you got knocked out every. So for all of you, what's more important, winning an OBOT battle or having fun and making sure everyone on your team gets
having,
a
having fun. Making
winning
sure
an OBOT battle.
No, it's having fun. Oh. It's having fun.
Kick her out.
No.
It's sad. She's the most competitive. It's more fun for her to win.
Someone help me.
So for the rest of you besides Morgan, it must be fun to give everyone a chance to participate and fun to see everyone succeed.
Yes. Exactly.
In state, or we win. Look how far we've gone. We're gonna go
gotten so far. So far.
Look at how far.
So proud of you.
As we start to run out of time, we need to get you guys home because it's after school and your families will be coming soon to pick you up. Looking back on this incredible season you just had, what makes you most proud?
Winning.
Having awesome people around me and being with people that I love most.
That we won, and during the above competition, we were like working all together.
Miss Street, how about for you? What makes you most proud of coaching the Midnight Tigers?
I just really liked watching how they came together as a team and we started to respect each other, listen to each other. They started taking notes and then sharing notes with each other, and just watching them come together and grow just was amazing this year. They made me so proud.
I just want to say, I love you guys. You guys are amazing.
Thank you. We love you too, Juliana.
Juliana, Morgan, Ellie, Sierra, and Karis, congratulations once again for competing in the OBOT State Championships, the only North Clackamas Elementary school to make it that far, and being the first ever team from Spring Mountain Elementary to qualify. Just as this podcast is titled, each of you truly makes us proud to be NCSD. Time for you to get home, get back to your regular after-school activities. I'm sure Miss Street has some planning to do for her fourth graders tomorrow. Thanks so much to all of you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for listening to the Proud to Be NCSD podcast. In North Clackamas, we know that education is a community effort, and we're so thankful that you and your family are a part of our community. Until next time, remember, there are always great things to see wherever you go in NCSD.